The bill that the governor signs today has far-reaching impacts for military families stationed here in Ohio, especially here at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, the largest single-site employer in the state of Ohio. We greatly appreciate and value the support that we've received from all of our legislative representatives and friends joining us today. Thank you. It is now my distinct pleasure to introduce Governor Mike DeWine. Sir, the floor is yours.
Colonel, thank you very much. Well, it is great to be back in this magnificent Air Force Museum. It really is a jewel, and those of us from Ohio are just so proud that it is right here in the state of Ohio. I don't think I've ever been here when I didn't walk in and just really get inspired. About a year ago, we chose this venue to do one of our pre-inaugural events, and it was aimed at young people. We had a lot of kids here. I know we had a lot of our family here, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. We really appreciate museums and Air Forces hosting us. As Lieutenant Governor John Houston and I were walking in, he said to me, you know, this is a little bigger deal than our normal bill signing operation. We just sort of usually do that in my office. But this is what a great venue, and it certainly is an appropriate venue. We have returned here today to sign a very important bill that will reduce employment barriers for those on active military duty in Ohio, and more significantly, for their spouses. Military service is a very, very high calling that brings with it benefits, but frequent relocation can place a burden on the families that are involved. And our goal today is to try to take away one of those barriers. Generally, active duty military members move once every 3 years or so, which can hurt the job prospects of military spouses, particularly those with professional or occupational licenses or certifications. Studies show that a large number of military spouses work in positions that do require a license. Teachers, nurses, home health aides, dental assistants, and on, just to name a few. Right now, spouses who relocate here with their active duty husbands or wives face a difficult process to transfer their credentials. And that is wrong. They should not have to face that. Requirements, of course, vary from state to state. So they may be forced to return to school, may be forced to spend time and money on additional classes to teach them things that, frankly, they already knew. Meanwhile, jobs go unfilled. According to Ohio Means Jobs, there are nearly 300 job positions for registered nurses within a 20-mile radius of Dayton right now. There are around 140 open teaching positions, and we could go on and on. Ohio's military spouses can fill these positions. Senate Bill 7 will help make this happen by allowing military spouses to quickly and at no cost transfer their credentials and get to work in Ohio. This occupational licensing reciprocity bill will mandate state licensing agencies to issue in a timely manner either a regular or temporary six-year license or certificate to qualified military spouses who are already licensed in another state and whose husbands or wives are stationed in Ohio. The same goes for active duty military members themselves, as some may have the need for civilian certification for off-duty work as well. We are expecting that this bill will help put a lot of talented people in jobs where we need them here in Ohio. You know, we owe the military family members a great deal of gratitude. They make a tremendous sacrifice. And this bill is one way of helping those family members as they themselves serve and sacrifice. I'd like to thank everyone who is here, members of the state legislature who have worked so very, very hard, Representative Rick Perales, Representative Jim Butler, Representative Casey Weinstein, Senator Bob Hackett, Senator Peggy Lehner, Niraj Antani, and also certainly I want to thank Senate President Obhoff for his leadership in regard to this. Congressman Mike Turner has talked to me a lot about this bill over the last few years, and he has really been an inspiration and driving force in getting this done. We also want to thank William Bushman of the U.S. Department of Defense for being here. We appreciate that very, very, very much. It is will be in a moment my pleasure to sign this bill, but we do have a few more speakers, and so I will sit down at this moment and look forward to the opportunity to sign this very, very important bill. Colonel, thank you.
Thank you very much, Governor DeWine. Our next speaker leads Ohio's Office of Workforce Transformation, which identifies the needs of Ohio businesses and aligns worker skills to meet those needs. Ladies and gentlemen, Lieutenant Governor of Ohio, John Houston.
Good afternoon. The governor's right, his office is a wonderful place to do a bill signing, but you can't fit an F-22 Raptor in there, and so we couldn't get quite this backdrop. But I will tell you that I really am excited to be here because I know that the Dayton area takes a lot of pride in its aspiration to be the most military-friendly region of the country for people to call home. Going back to the time that Congressman Turner was mayor and through the time that Mayor Whaley serves now, this entire region has been united around the idea of helping to make this area a great place for military families to call home. The state of Ohio has tried to lead as well on this over the years, including about a decade ago when we exempted military pensions from the income tax, trying to keep those talented, high-character people in Ohio to call this place home and to help grow our economy and support the mission of this wonderful base and research center. In my role as Lieutenant Governor working on workforce development issues, I can tell you that it is critical for Ohio to do everything we can to knock down the barriers that stand in the way of people joining our workforce. I want to commend the legislators who worked on this in partnership with the military members and particularly their spouses who brought real-life stories to tell about how unnecessary duplicative regulations in their world were not allowing them to join the Ohio workforce. If you do not believe this is important, I will share a couple of statistics with you. That in our nation, by 2030, we will have more people who are 65 and older for the first time in history than we do who are 18 and younger. By 2025 in Ohio, we expect to have more people in the demographic of 64 to 69 than we do in the demographic of 24 to 29. So as our workforce ages out, we need to develop the workforce of the future. And this is a simple, easy way of knocking down the barriers that stand in the way of talented people who are ready to go to work. And now, with the passage and today with the signing of this bill, many hundreds and thousands of them over time will be able to join Ohio's workforce in a timely manner, contribute to our success, improve the quality of life, particularly in critical areas where we need them in in-demand areas, as the governor noted, in nursing, education, etc. So I want to commend the legislators for what they're doing to help us deliver the workforce of the future and to make Ohio, again, the most military-friendly state in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Brianna McKinnon, a special educator teacher, a military spouse, and a strong advocate for Ohio Bill, Senate Bill 7. She pushed at every level for licensing reciprocity. When Ohio did not accept her teaching credentials following her move to another state, she continued with considerable passion and belief that this was a change that needed to be made. Bree, we'd love for you to come and share a few words with us.
Good afternoon. My journey started 2 years ago when I moved to Ohio with my husband, who is stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. I quickly realized that I would not legally be allowed to do what I love, despite my education level, my experience, and my passion. I'm a special education teacher, but Ohio did not recognize my teaching license from Washington State. Ohio would require me to take 3 state exams and a college course at the local college in order for me to obtain my special education teacher position, despite the high need of special education teachers in the area. I immediately searched out other spouses in search of advice. Through my search, I was connected with Ohio Representative Rick Perales, who heard my concerns and supported nearly 2-year fight for change. I met with countless representatives. I drove to and from the State House monthly to attend hearings and even testified on behalf of this bill multiple times. I flew to DC and had the privilege of discussing this bill with the Secretary of Defense's team and was given the amazing opportunity to meet the Secretary of Defense himself, in which he coined me. In the future, I plan on assisting in taking this bill to a national level, and I'm so grateful to the state of Ohio and Governor DeWine for being the start of this amazing movement. That being said, I have had to fight for everything I have. I have worked hard and gone against everything I have ever known to stand here as a passionately educated woman. I tell you this because the fight in me has been cultivated over 28 years of life and has given me the voice I have now to fight for thousands of women and military spouses who deserve to live a life surrounded in passion. Because in the end, my passion will fuel my husband's passion as he flies C-17s in support of this great nation. I leave with this. Women, spouses, friends, you can be heard. Call your local state representatives and tell them how they can help you fight for all of us. I would like to first and foremost thank State Representative Perales. We have stood together and overcome barrier after barrier together to stand here today. I would also like to thank State Representative Weinstein for your constant kindness and encouragement through this process. I would like to thank my family for standing by my side in support and flexibility as I fought for this. And I would like to thank my students. You can do hard things. If you're watching this, I did it. Go out and do it too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bree. One of the first lawmakers to raise this issue of license reciprocity for military members and their spouses in Ohio was Congressman Mike Turner. He serves as a subcommittee chairman of the House Armed Services Committee and a member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, representing the 10th District of Ohio, Congressman Mike Turner.
Commander, thank you for hosting this event here at the National Air Force Museum and showcasing really the national importance of what we're doing here. Governor, one of my many thank yous today is thank you for agreeing to host this and having an event that shows the importance of this, not only for the state of Ohio, but also nationally, and recognizing what this will do for men and women in uniform and their families and their spouses. Brianna, thank you for an incredible description of the personal effects that this has on individuals. This was an injustice, probably a surprise for most individuals who were spouses of people who were serving. And your tenacity and advocacy has really gives us a personal face and an ability for people to relate. And now I get to tell you a great story about how your legislative team responded and how incredible they are in their dedication to men and women in uniform. So as many of you know, the Air Force hosts Corona right here, which is the top military event where the leadership of the Air Force gets together and puts together their plan for the next year. Secretary Heather Wilson was here, and we went to Carillon Park, where there was another plane to see, the Wright Brothers plane, and we were all gathered around a conference room table pitching the Air Force Secretary as to why Wright-Patterson Air Force Base was an excellent place to locate the follow-on program to the F-35. It fit within the expertise that's here at the base, the legacy systems that we've maintained. Clearly, we had all the resources. Normally, when they're looking for basing requirements, they look for workforce, both the capability and the availability. They look for infrastructure. How is your base and what facilities do they have? Transportation, how do you get around and back and forth? She said, well, we are now looking at another element. And that other element is, how do states treat their men and women in uniform and their families? And so people around the table said, well, is there anything that we could do? And she said, yes, there's this spousal reciprocity issue that needs to be addressed. She described it. Of course, most of around the table had never even heard of it, had never even heard that Ohio had an impediment or we had a job to do. Well, downstairs at that event, we had Jim Butler, Peggy Lehner, Perales. You were reminding me that Bill Beagle was there, and, of course, Bob Hackett. And we went right away, and the secretary said, this is the issue that we have. This is what we need. And every one of them took it up immediately and began the process of trying to get this changed. Now, I want you to know that the secretary followed the process that was going on in Ohio the entire time. And if we had not undertaken that process in Ohio, I truly do not believe that that program would be resident at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. She made that award here in recognition, I think, of the great work that our legislators were doing and the fact that it affected the men and women in uniform and their families. Over 500 jobs will be coming as a result of the fact that we showed teamwork. I then went to go to the governor in that we were unable to get this done at the end of the last administration. And even before the governor was sworn in, we had a conversation about this, and he said, well, it sounds like the right thing to do. We need to get this done. And, Governor, I want you to know that everybody knows that, first off, you're a great governor. Thank you for every day, the things that you do for this state. But this would not have been able to be accomplished if it wasn't for your leadership and being able to give the legislators the support to be able to negotiate this deal and get it done. So, Governor, thank you for your leadership, and thank you for accomplishing this. Now, it's always, you know, you're always hesitant to single one person out, but I must say Rick Perales completely dogged this. I know our legislative team worked this as an incredible team, and we're advocating greatly. But thank you, Rick, for your dedication and commitment to this. Governor, the Secretary of Defense, as Brianna said, has taken this on now as an issue DOD-wide. He called me and wanted me to relate to you his thanks that this had occurred. And then he added, I'm glad Ohio has been responsive, because we're going to have a few more things we're going to ask, and we're going to take it into consideration as we look to base expansion. And I told him, well, with our legislative team and our governor who support men and women in uniform, I know that the state of Ohio will be responsive. And, Governor, thank you for placing us in that position. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Congressman Turner. Up next, we have three state legislators who have worked aggressively to pass Senate Bill 7, beginning with Representative Rick Perales, who initially introduced a similar bill in the House. He is also the chairman of a joint Senate-House Veterans Caucus and himself a veteran who previously served at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base as the commander of the 788th Civil Engineering Squadron. Representative Perales.
Thank you, Colonel Sherman, and I've got to say, back when I was a civil engineer commander here, my guys would be setting all this up and working it, and I'd be in the back room on the brick saying, hey, we got to get the lights, the air suit. Thank you and your team. What a wonderful job. Let's give them a hand. These guys put on a show here, don't they? Thank you, Colonel. So I would like to welcome all here, legislators, community members, interested parties, but especially our women and men serving our country. This event and this bill is for you. Today we share a landmark occasion in Ohio. After years of working on military occupational reciprocity, a marathon, if you will, We're about to cross the finish line. And it feels pretty amazing, huh, Bree? I believe everyone here understands the significance of this bill. From my own military experience, I've seen the hardships and struggles that not only those who serve go through, but their families as well. It's been widely reported that spousal unemployment is among the greatest hardships faced by service member spouses. This bill will alleviate that hardship for military families coming to Ohio. The merits of the bill are indisputable, as indicated by the bill passing through both chambers of the General Assembly unanimously. But the implications are far-reaching. This bill sends another signal to our military women and men that Ohio appreciates their service and welcomes them, their families, and our veterans. So thank yous. The prior speaker said, there's a lot of people that were involved in this. First, Governor DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Husted, thank you for being here, making a statement for our military members, for the rest of the country to see. This is a place for them to come, and we appreciate it. No better place to do this. Congressman Turner, you were there from the beginning. I caught him at the airport one day, and I said, hey, I may be having trouble with this one group. He said, hey, give me a call. I'll help. Thank you for being there for us, sir. Speaker Householder and President Vobhoff, thank you for your leadership in getting this through both houses. Not such an easy task these days, is it? And all my colleagues in Columbus, to name a few, Jim Butler, where's Jim? Even though he's a Naval Academy grad, we still love him. He and I started this, we didn't start it, we picked it up, and we did most of the heavy lifting last GA, and thank you for all that work. It's been great working with you, Jim. Also, Senators Hackett and Lehner, thank you. Thank you. What a team. What a team. We did it together, and we're finally here. Thank you for all your hard work, Peggy. My joint sponsor for the House Bill 133 companion bill, Casey Weinstein. Thank you, sir. Again, we've got it done. It's hard to believe. Along with Representative Marin and now Senator Gavarone, who had this bill two General Assemblies ago and were working it for us before that. Bree McKinnon, Tina Kosovo, Tina, wave. She's right here in the second row. She's another special ed teacher that met me that first day at Panera. You guys, we did it. Bree has been the inspiration for this bill. She represents the face of thousands of military spouses, and you do it well. And one day we're going to be calling you Congresswoman McKinnon, I'm sure. Jim Rickle, where's Jim? Way in the back, of course, like you'd like to. Jim is our regional liaison for the DOD military community and family policy. He's helped us greatly with this bill and many more military priorities we're working on. So thank you, and you know you're on my speed dial, right? Greg Lawson for the Buckeye Institute supported both chambers. Where's Greg? Greg, thank you for all your hard work. This bill represents a win-win for military families in the state of Ohio, and I am proud to be a part of something so impactful. I thank everyone here. God bless and watch over our women and men serving. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Perales. One of the co-sponsors of this bill is Senator Bob Hackett. His top priorities include stimulating economic growth and maintaining jobs in Ohio. Representing Clark, Greene, and Madison counties, I welcome to the podium Senator Bob Hackett.
It's great to be here, and you know, and I'm going to echo what some of the speakers had before me. Show you how great our governor is. I mean, he understands. I mean, he explained the bill probably better than Rick and I can explain the bill. He really did a good job. One little correction, I'll tell a little story, is when I started as a state rep, I became good friends with Colonel Brad, and he had just started his position. He left in 2 years. A lot of the top executives are moved in 2 years. I met another couple where the gentleman didn't bring his wife to Ohio. She stayed back in the other state because she couldn't get that position, and he would be moved so quickly again that Ohio was too tough a state. So, you know, we really thank Mike Turner. Mike's talked about it, is, and you've done a great job, Bree, and we really appreciate the effort. But Mike is right. When we were at Corona, you know, the impetus from the leadership of the Air Force really pushed us. And I can't thank Mike enough, because we knew how important the C-35s were. We were all reunited, and it took us a little longer than we thought it would be to get this done, but we think you've been with us from the start, and we can't thank you enough. Once we came out of Corona, both sides of the legislators went to work. I mean, we really did. And, you know, we have a really good system in Ohio, but it does take time, and you have to get it through. And it really protects, like Rick said, when a bill gets through, you know it's a really good quality bill. And so that's why we really, you know, we can't thank enough people enough. I just want to thank a few people. I'm going to thank Rick. Rick would not give up on this. Rick must have called me 100 times. Rick knows there's 40 agencies and boards and commissions, and all Moranis, as you know, and we had to talk with a number of them, and we were able to work this through, so we appreciate it. I appreciate you. Jim Butler, I appreciate you. Jim, people want to know, Jim went in leadership. He's over there because went in leadership, he couldn't get back on the bill, because Jim was from the bill from the start, and he worked really hard. And Casey, thanks for coming in and taking Jim's place, and I know your big, strong support. On my side, Peggy Lehner was the other lead sponsor. And Bill Beagle's not here, but Bill was, you know, Bill's been term limited, and actually I think he's out of the country right now. But Bill, the three of us worked very hard to get this bill in our version passed. And so once you get it done, then it takes a lot of work. Now, I want to thank the leadership, both the House and the Senate. Larry Obhoff is such a mentor and helps us so much. And Larry, we couldn't have got through past the finish line without your help, and we appreciate that a lot. Governor DeWine, you've always been supportive of this bill, and I know Lieutenant Governor, too, has. We appreciate that support. Now, remember, close to 40 commissions, regulatory boards, and occupational boards regulate various professional fields here in Ohio. And I want to thank them also, because they work with us. Because you know in other states they have trouble getting this done. It's because of the power of some of those regulatory boards. This is a great bill for the military in Ohio. We pride ourselves how outstanding Wright Pat, how outstanding NASA Glenn is, how outstanding our bases are in Ohio. And the work not only they do to protect the citizens of Ohio, but think of what they bring to the economy of Ohio. I, as a businessman, know that the most. So it was a great bill. It was a great trip. It took us a while to get it, but we got it done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator Hackett. Our next speaker co-sponsored the companion legislation that was introduced in the Ohio House. He, too, is an Air Force, comes from an Air Force lineage and an Air Force veteran family. He has also been very influential in ensuring that this bill gained the momentum and speed that it needed to in partnering with those that have spoken before. We'd like to ask Representative Weinstein to please come forward.
So the further down the food chain you get, the less time you get to talk. So don't worry, we're almost done. I, too, would like to echo the thanks today to the governor, to Representative Perales. Underreported part of this process, he mastered the pronunciation of my last name as we went through it. So you nailed it today. Right. Senators Lehner and Hackett and Bree, thank you for being such an eloquent face of this legislation and everyone who has worked to make this day possible. What an honor it is for me to be here and to have been a small part of the story of this legislation becoming law. It's truly a full circle day for me. It was the Air Force and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base that brought me and my wife to Ohio in 2005, where we both served as lieutenants. Time and time again, we saw our academy classmates, our fellow service members, and their families struggle as a result of chronic spousal unemployment and underemployment. To give you an idea of the scale of the problem, it's 8 times the national average for unemployment for spouses with equivalent education. That's unacceptable, and today we take a big step in the right direction for the state of Ohio and for those families. What is the pursuit of public service for, if not to experience days like this? For me to be able to go to a young lieutenant seeing this as a problem, to being part of the bipartisan process to be a part of the fix. I'm both humbled and profoundly grateful. This is what it's all about. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Weinstein. And now it is my great pleasure to represent someone who speaks from experience. and experience about this issue and assignments that he's had previously, the Deputy Commander of Air Force Materiel Command, Major General Carl Schaefer.
Well, good afternoon. On behalf of General Bunch, the Commander of Air Force Materiel Command, welcome to the National Museum of the Air Force, your museum. It's fantastic. Sir, thank you for having this bill signing here today. It's very meaningful for the Air Force. I want to thank Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Husted. Thank you both for your leadership and getting this over the finish line. To the members of the state legislature, all the leaders up here in the front two rows, thank you for all that you did to get this bill across the line, for diligently working. This is a great day for our military, and it's a great day for Ohio. And what I'd like to do right now is just thank some of the members that this bill will help that are in the audience today. So if our military spouses could stand and be recognized. Thank you, and thank you, Bree. Our nation calls on our military families to move all over the United States and the world. Moving is stressful on our military families, especially when our spouses are transitioning from job to job. This is personal to our family because my wife, Pauline, let her athletic training licensures and her teaching licensures go a number of years ago based on the burden of moving from state to state. She had worked so hard, gone all the way through her master's degree to get these licensures, but let them go so I could serve. So, honey, thank you. Of the 8,000 military members stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, many have spouses who work in professions requiring these licensures and certificates that you've heard. These professionals want to contribute to the community and their families as soon as the military moves them. And now, thanks to this bill, our spouses will be able to smoothly transition their careers towards supporting their families, reducing their stress, and contributing to their new community. On behalf of all of our military members and their spouses, thank you to Governor DeWine, to Governor DeWine, the state legislature, and the great state of Ohio for such strong support for our military families. Thank you.
Thank you, General Schaefer. With that, Governor DeWine, we'd all be honored for you to sign Senate Bill 7 today. We'd like to ask all of our legislators and distinguished visitors in the front row to please come forward for this historic event. And ladies and gentlemen, as we bring this historic signing to a close, I think what today further represents is a truth that we've all been acknowledging for years, and that is Wright-Patterson is the community, and the community is Wright-Patterson. Both in work and deed, what today also symbolizes is that it's not simply a physical connection, but it is emotional as well. We want to thank everybody for the work that they put in to make this a reality. As the years go by, as spouses come through Wright-Patterson, they may not know the mechanics that went in to make today happen, but they will truly reap the benefit of the work and the path it took to get here. Thank you all for coming in attendance today, and thank you for joining us on this historic day. Have a wonderful day. This concludes the ceremony.